Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined on Share Talk today by Andrew Bell, Chairman, Regency Mines PLC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Just reading your RNS today, the partial sale of Horse Hill Discovery. It's very interesting.
Yes, I think so. It seemed a sensible thing for us to do.
Especially when I look back to last year, I think it was 23rd of February 2016, you actually invested £400,000 at spot 325p.
We did, yeah. We invested £400,000 to get 5% of Horse Hill Development Limited, and now 1.9% of that has been sold in exchange for shares in essentially almost all of that shares in UK oil and gas, which apart from its 49.9% now stake in Horse Hill Development Limited, also has 100% of Broadford Bridge, where they just carried out drilling. And once again, they got really interesting results from the Kimmeridgian play. So I think you can now say that UKOG is the leader in Weald Basin development.
Definitely. I'm looking, you also acquired the shares at 1.55p.
Yes.
So today, I think that they're trading around 2.5.
Yes, they came off a bit today on the announcement that the County Council is going to be looking at the planning permission for the next phase of for the rest of operations in August or September, when there had been an expectation, I think, that it would be in July. And I don't think anything much hangs on this. You know, this is the... Everyone's been through elections, and this is the holiday season, and perhaps a little bit more time is needed. I understand that there were reasons, but I think that because UKOG had gone up a lot in a fairly short space of time, the market will have been looking for reasons for a pullback. And so I don't think there's, you know, still that price of 1.55 or so, which we're getting in at, compares pretty favorably with the current price, which is 2.4 as we speak. So we're getting about, you know, over 400,000 over the price that we paid for the whole last year. We're getting for 1.9% out of the 5% now. And of course, if the UKOG price performs well, and we think that it probably will perform well, then that goes up.
Well, as you know, well, Steve Sanderson, when they did the placement for UKOG at 0.8, yes, for 6 million, that was them fully funded. And now they're going to go for the flow tests and get the results from the core samples. So they've got a lot of news to come even before they get to Horse Hill.
Yeah, they do. They've got a lot of news to come. And I think, I must say, anybody who got stock at that placing price of 0.8 would be very happy. I think that they were really badly punished by the market as a result of a leak. And that was very unfortunate for them, but very fortunate for the people who got shares at that price.
It's definitely a ruthless place. And not that I know, but I wouldn't imagine the management team would have been happy having a place at that price. But for use today, and your RNS, I think Regency looked to have done quite a good business deal.
I think we're quite happy, because what we have is, with our stake in Horse Hill Direct, yes, I mean, that's good. We're very optimistic about that. But we have set a new price level for Horse Hill shares. And that price level is a little bit indeterminate, because it depends partly on the UKOG price and how that develops. We've also got exposure to the other assets that UKOG has in the same area, because after all, you know, not all of these fields are going to end up equally productive. Some will produce more oil than the others. And we've spread our bets a bit through the UKOG holding. We've also given ourselves a little bit of flexibility, because with a 5% holding, we were aware that were not really in a position to control things. So you could have AFEs, you could have cash demands for the proportionate share of expenditure on the next phase of drilling and so on, which we'd have to meet. Now, we have a little bit more flexibility because we can always say, oh, okay, you know, we can sell a little bit of the UKOP to fund it. So I think we've established a value. We've made it clear that the we've reminded people we have the stake in Horse Hill. We've answered the question where we'd be funding from if there were a lot of further expenses before it comes into production. And of course, UKOP has said, I think, that the target for production from Horse Hill, correct me if I'm wrong, could be as early as the end of next year. We have got exposure to something really interesting in the other assets of UKOP. So I can't see any real downside in this deal. It looks to me pretty positive.
I think the only thing that probably for companies, for the likes of UKOP and yourself, I know Mr. Lenigas is always talking about it, is the procedure you've got to go through to get permission to drill.
Yes. I mean, I think the next stage should take it quite a long way through the process. I think it's painful, and when companies do it the first time, it takes a long time. I think they get good at it, and my understanding is that the next set of permissions will actually be breath about taking it through the production, but of course you'd have to ask UKOP about that or HHDL. And I think also that as people are concentrating on the need to have to replace the energy self-sufficiency we had through the North Sea with, if possible, other sources, there's been an increasing willingness on the part of the government to push the development of this area. And of course, I was looking at an article written in 2009 in the press, which was talking about the Wheels developments at that time. And at that time, there were people in villages and places that never had any production who were saying how terrible it was and how difficult and how it would damage a beautiful part of the country. There are other places which already had, say, gas wells there, who said, well, now it's producing. We actually don't notice it at all. It makes less noise than the milk truck. And so I think as people get familiar with this, they will become less sensitive. People always have a fear of the unknown. So, no, it's true. It's been a slow process getting this going, but now there's sufficient impetus behind it and sufficient understanding of the potential. I don't think it can be held back.
Well, a good example I can use where I did work there was Witch Farm, Pool in Dorset.
Yes.
That was originally British Gas back in the day. And
was.
I think.
And was an area of outstanding natural beauty or something.
Yeah, it's right next to Corfe Castle. And
yes, yes.
As we know, they were producing originally 600 odd barrels, and then BP took it over, and then it turned into the biggest one in Europe.
Yeah, it started off with people talking about, a few million barrels, 20, 30 million barrels, and 60 million barrels. And in the end, it's actually producing 500 million barrels.
It turned into a monster, it did.
Yeah, it's either already qualified or about to qualify as a giant field, which is when you've produced 500 million barrels. And
I've got, just while I've got you on the line, you don't know these questions. I've got about 10 or 12 questions from your shareholders. Would it be possible to ask you? They're in relation with Regency Mines.
Because 10 or 12 questions might exhaust the patience of those listening.
All right. So I'll put 5 to you. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Right. So I'll just read them out in the order they've been set in.
Right.
What's the current situation regarding production at Rosa and Standard Banner?
If there were an announcement to make, we'd make it.
Okay. Second one. Do we continue to coal wash third parties' coal at Rosa? If so, what sort of quantities?
The detailed answer to that question, I would have to check up on. But I know there is progress, that is happening. I just don't have the exact details. I think perhaps that could be the subject of an announcement in the near future.
Okay. Do we have sign-off take agreements for Rosa and Standard Banner?
Again, I think that if we hadn't things to announce there, we should announce them in an RNS.
Okay. How are negotiations going with Legacy Hill, RGM and SM, and can you expand on how that relationship would work?
Well, I'm having a meeting this afternoon with Legacy Hill, and they have their principal has just come back from India. They have had someone who went up there to look at into Yorkshire to do some looking at how the production would actually work technically, a mine plan to see if the mine plan could be developed. There's also been some further economic analysis being carried out. I have some preliminary information from that. I'm going to have a discussion this afternoon, and if something material comes out of that, it might be announceable.
Okay, thank you. Can you assure shareholders that everything is still going ahead as planned?
I think to assure shareholders that everything is going ahead as planned, we have had plans which were earlier in the year, would have involved Rosa being in production by now. So in terms of the plans or hopes that we had, clearly this has not met that timetable. So
yeah,
it's a little bit of, if I said yes to that, I wouldn't know which particular plans people were thinking about. So the answer is quite evidently, quite clearly, we're behind timetable.
Okay, and I'll pop this one in for you. Have you considered additional to the RGM board to help share the workload?
I think that we have already discussed with somebody the possibility of joining the board. That was when we felt we needed a particular kind of expertise in relation to coal. We are looking at which direction we think the company is mainly going in, because we want to get the person appropriate for that. And I think to get somebody who would be sufficiently useful to us, it's very important to be able to show him where we think the company is going and why it has a good future, because otherwise people may not be so interested in joining. But have we had preliminary discussions with at least one party about that? Yes, and I think if we went bigger on coal, that person might be very interested in joining. However, we haven't finally totally fixed on the person, because with a relatively small company and a relatively small board, whoever you choose is going to be really important. But it is high on our priority list.
Okay, now, this is the last one, Andrew. Thanks very much for answering these. Are you open for a shareholders' night where everybody can meet people?
I think it would be great to have a shareholder event in over the course of the summer, and we'll see what we can arrange. I think it's we actually have an office here and an area which would be quite suitable. Or we could meet somewhere nearby. Let me give that some thought. And mm-hmm. If anyone has any suggestions as to the kind of thing we could do, we'd certainly be willing to do that. I mean, I don't know. The trouble we have is such a broad spectrum of shareholders that all of them will have different times that may be convenient. And so doing something that pleases everybody, both as to venue and as to time of day or day of the week, isn't going to be easy. There was a time when we had a bigger technical staff here. The market was much higher. And then we had a kind of open day where people could come in over a fairly prolonged period so they could pick that time and be shown around. I don't think we have that capability just at the moment, so it would be more a matter of arranging some social. But yeah, wide open to suggestions.
No, that'd be great. And ShareTalk would like to be involved with that, possibly. That would be great.
Okay, well, we're going to have it with a formal presentation as part of it.
All right, Andrew. So thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. And I'm sure your shareholders will appreciate the RNS today to do with UCOG and also answering a few questions.
I think the important thing is that people will concentrate on one part of what we do, but they may have forgotten about Horse Hill and other things, but we're not being inactive on any front. And this particular transaction has actually taken many months to materialize. So we're always working behind the scenes on what the next step could be. But I think this is a tactical and strategic, it's something that's progress. And Curzon Energy, the coal bed methane in Western United States, that planned standard listing is progressing. So we expect to have announcements very, very soon on that as well, which will be positive.
No, that's great. Obviously, I can see you've been working on the UCOG RNS by looking at the share price today, which you purchased at 1.55.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Okay. Thanks for chatting away, Andrew, as always. And obviously, you've been a supporter of Share Talk, and we really appreciate it.
Yep. Pleased to support you and pleased that you're always willing to talk to us. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.